The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is made possible by Yoplait Light, offering the advice that important dates can sneak up on you. Yoplait Light's two-week tune-up could help you lose 5 pounds in 2 weeks. You can start your two-week tune-up at Yoplait.com.
It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been cold, down to 14 below, and so the pickup trucks are out there on the ice, and all those fish houses are out there that women never go out to see. And if they did, they would see that they're not so rough as they may appear from shore. They've always been these plywood shacks, but many of them have been considerably improved over the years. And these plywood shacks, many of them now contain large flat screen TVs and recliner chairs, and some of them even contain saunas and whirlpool baths and large couches. They've been really done up. But women still believe that life out on the ice is rough, and it's squalid and vulgar and involves a lot of alcohol, and so they don't ever go out there. Men somehow maintain this myth. It's a beautiful place out there on the lake on a winter night, moon coming out on Wednesday, the wolf moon, beautiful in the western sky. You could hear laughter from ice houses, men getting together to have a few beers and to tell jokes. Something about the cold encourages humor. The more dangerous the situation, you could lose a finger, you could lose your nose, you could lose ears. After just a little while outdoors, you get frostbite. But something about danger brings out comedy in people who can understand what this is all about. Oscar Anderson died while telling a joke. This is the truth. He was hospitalized, and this was about 2 weeks after Roseanne had died. He was 82 years old, and he was thinking of this joke about the ice fisherman who was fishing, and then he looked and he saw the funeral cortege passing along the road alongside the lake, and he stood up and he took off his hat, though it was very cold, and he held it over his heart, and his pal said, "That's wonderful, you showing your respect like that." And the man said, "Well, we were married for 37 years. An old joke, but it just hit Oscar hard, and he started to cough and wheeze, and he had to be hospitalized. And he was in the hospital where he told or tried to tell the joke that killed him. All he could get out was the punchline, "That's for the funeral." He said, "That's for the funeral," and he died. It was an Ole and Lena joke. Ole's upstairs, and he's dying, and all of his family has come to be with him, and he looks around at everyone. He says, "Everybody here, my sons, my daughters, my grandchildren, yes, Papa, we're all here. Well, if you're all here, why are the lights on downstairs?" He went downstairs to turn off the lights, and there on the kitchen counter, he saw the fresh lefse that Lena had baked. He hauled himself up to take a bite of it, and she slapped him upside the head. She said, "Ole, that's for the funeral." It's a killer. So Ruby Rasmussen headed down to Florida. She's trying to get Earl to go down with her. She found some cheap fares to Florida, but nothing was cheap enough for Earl. He said, "No, I've got to stay here and keep the driveway plowed." She said, "Why need to keep it plowed? We're not going to be here to use the driveway." "Well," he said, what if the house caught fire and the fire department came?" "Well," she said, "you know, if the house catches fire, you're going to be a lot safer down in Florida." But he wouldn't go, so she went with her sister Ruthie, and they went down to Key Largo, and they registered in a resort. They got a nice room looking out on the Atlantic Ocean under the palm trees and looking out at sand beaches, and they did not have such a wonderful time. They felt very self-conscious down there among all of these size 2 women with beautiful tans. They They put a wrap around themselves and they lay there in the shade. Norwegians are not meant for the sun. We're not meant to be looked at that closely. They felt like beached whales there. And meanwhile, Earl was in his fish house having a wonderful time. He's got a tub there which sits on a bed of hot coals, which sits on a bed of rocks, which is on a wood platform, which is on the wooden floor of his fish house. He's sitting in warm water and he's fishing for walleyes through the hole in the ice. And when he catches one, he pulls it up and he brings it into the tub with him. And the walleye enjoys a minute or so of comfort before it expires. So you see, the race is not always to the swift, and the vacation is not always to the cold. Ronnie, who sells firewood in Lake Wobegon, went down to Florida. What kind of a deal is that, people said. He's sold off the last cords of firewood, and instead of going out and getting some more out of the barn, he locked it up and he put up a sign, closed for business. And he went down to Florida, down to Sarasota, where I guess he's probably having a good time, but he didn't realize that when he left the house and he used the toilet just before he left, it kept on running. It got clogged, and it kept on running for about 16 hours until the neighbors saw this river of ice that was coming out the front door. And they opened up the house, and water was about 2 inches deep there in the hall. So they went downstairs to shut off the water, but they couldn't quite figure out what valves were what down in the basement, and they accidentally shut off the heat as well. So all that water has frozen. They looked in through the window, and it was like a frozen rainforest in there. Stalactites and stalagmites, and all the plants were dead. The gerbils were dead. Everything was in a terrible state. There was some discussion among the neighbors whether they should call up Ronnie down in Sarasota and tell him, and they voted not to. It was a close vote. But they voted just to let him enjoy his vacation in peace. And, you know, if you leave it frozen, it's going to be stable anyway. So they haven't turned on the heat. They're just waiting. He comes back for the football game on Sunday. It's going to be a big surprise. People are sort of debating who should go pick him up at the airport. And there are not many volunteers, none whatsoever. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.